Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Paul Enos and I talked with Andrew Klinger. He's the Reno City Manager, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this on Thursday, the 18th of February. Our guest is Andrew Klinger. We are moving TV stations, and so at least locations, so we're banking some shows here for playback in the future. Andrew Klinger is here. He's the Reno City Manager. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Yeah, nice to be here again.
Great timing. Come out of the recession. We're on the beginning of a boom, and you're the city manager. How much fun is that?
It's fun now. I mean, it didn't start that way when I first got there. I mean, we were... You know, at the time, I mean, we were just looking at, are we going to be able to make payroll? And so it's amazing what's happened in 4.5 years. It was really bad. It felt like when I got there, it felt like a sort of a downward spiral at the city with the bonds and just with cash flow. We were running a 4%, 4% reserve, which is basically 2 weeks. So we had 2 weeks worth of cash reserves at the time. But now we're up to a month and growing. So, yeah, things are much better.
What would have happened if the word had gotten out that things were that dire to the public?
I think there kind of was a sense that things were that bad, and it was just a matter of us trying to, and just utilizing cash flow strategies of how do we make sure from a cash flow standpoint that we time things so that we can make the payments, whether it's payroll, whether it's vendor payments. So it was just using strategies to manage our cash and then just looking at our debt. I mean, that was one of the things that, our finance department has done a great job. We've restructured debt. We've reduced our debt payments and saved the city money in the process.
Andrew, before I start, just for full disclosure, I am a member of the City of Reno Charter Committee. Labor relations, that's where a huge amount of the revenue from the city does go. It goes to payroll. And we have kind of ebbed and flowed in our relations with the firefighters and others. Where are we today?
I think we're in a much better place 4.5 years later than when we were. One of the things when I got there that we started looking at was the labor agreements and some of the long-term liabilities, the post-employment health insurance benefits, looking at PERS and splitting PERS. And so we've been able through, negotiations with them, we've been able to eliminate some of those long-term liabilities for new employees. So on all of our contracts now, instead of getting that lifetime health insurance benefit, they have more of a, like a private sector type insurance when they retire. And then we've been able to get them to agree to PERS split. There's two labor groups left that we still need to get that negotiated with, but we've been pretty successful.
Who are they?
Police, the police union, and then our fire battalion chiefs group are the two that are outstanding.
Okay.
And are you getting close?
We just opened negotiations with them again. Those were two in the last round that we were unable to get those the split of that PERS cost moving forward. But, you know, they knew at the time, and we had frank conversations with them that, hey, we're going to come back and we're going to ask for this in the next round of negotiations.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, a lot of talk from the university about wanting to move down towards downtown as far as getting as close as the Circus building. What are you seeing in terms of interest? I saw that we've got a private investor who wants to put in housing for the university at a pretty steep clip, about $50 million, right?
Right, yeah, that's a project that has just been on our radar in the last few months. So I do think there is some interest in coming down there. I mean, one of the challenges is the land prices. I mean, these developers come in, they got these projects have to pencil out for them. But we worked with the university for over a year on revising their master plan, and part of what that revision included was taking the university instead of going east, but coming south down into the city. And so this project that we're talking about now is really one of the first that would be in that new university district south of Interstate 80.
I have a suggestion of what would be the best thing for downtown redevelopment, which would be an iPhone store.
Yes, an iPhone store would be great.
An Apple store. I mean, you look at the traffic in South Reno, just to get an appointment, it's phenomenal. I mean, if you had an Apple needs to open something in downtown Reno,
hey, we would
to
love
get
that.
The benefit of their tax situation. So is there any talk about them actually opening something up in downtown Reno?
No, I don't. There isn't any talk about it. And any time we've talked to them about it, because, you know, they had the deal where they were going to put the presence in downtown. And any time we've talked to them about it, you know, it's supply and demand. They said, you know, the demand's got to be down there. There's got to be a lot of foot traffic for us to justify putting an Apple store down there. So maybe someday.
You would think that it would create itself.
It probably would.
You know, I mean, you would need huge additional parking just to be able to accommodate that. But they're missing out on the tax benefits that they arranged for their projects out in Washoe County by not having a presence in downtown.
They are. And that's, you know, whenever anybody brings it up, that's what I say. So, well, the good news is Apple is still here. They have the data center here. The good news for us is that, you know, we get to keep the taxes because they don't have that presence downtown to get that abatement that they were originally looking for.
Talking about downtown and Sam's idea, a lot of emphasis has been put on Midtown. Is Midtown a place where you can go and have fun and eat and have drinks? Has there been any talk about trying to get that to move north, to move into the downtown area? So you do have a city like the Gas Lab District in San Diego or Charleston or, you know, a number of cities across the country where if you want to go to a bar, you can go downtown and just kind of hop from one establishment to another.
No, and in fact, so the revision that we made with the university and the university plan was one phase of that. We have just gone out to RFP in the last 2 weeks to hire a consultant to develop a downtown-specific plan. There are some great companies out there that we've looked at that have done these plans in places like Denver and other cities that have actually seen success in their downtown. So we're looking to bring somebody in to help us develop a plan to attract the kind of activity that we like to see in downtown.
Or having the casinos, having the huge blocks, one of our biggest challenges there.
Sure. I mean, what people like, is that street activity, that feel of people on the street, which is kind of counterintuitive to what the casinos historically have, the way they've developed. They've sort of developed by keeping everybody inside. But they understand the importance. The casinos downtown understand the importance of bringing that activity to downtown as well.
So. And they have. I mean, what's interesting is with the Caranos taking over the half of the Silver Legacy and Circus from MGM, they now have a full city block at Circus. They have pretty close to a full city block at the Eldorado. If they wanted to develop outdoor venues, they could. And the Harris property, that plaza, has never been really utilized the way it should, and that used to house Harold's Club and the Nevada Club. So there's a lot of space there, too, to do outdoor things, including the Covers on the Trench.
There are, and I was just going to mention that. I mean, we have some space down there that we're looking at trying to do some things with. The retract covers is one, and I'm hoping that in the next budget cycle we can put some funding in there to actually do something on those covers, because that was the original intent when they were built. We also have what we call the City Center site, which is across the street from the bowling stadium. That's another site that the mayor's going down to a mayor's forum, and she's actually taking that as a project to talk about at this mayor's forum to bring back some design ideas for that space as
well. All right, let's take a break. More with Andrew Klinger when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Klinger, former state budget director. He's now the Reno City Manager. So we're talking about downtown. And, when you look at downtown Las Vegas, boy, is that a success story. Now, obviously, Tony Hsieh has been a big part of that. But you have other people, the owner of the D, who are investing lots of money into that area. New York Times recently did an article from their frugal traveler who was looking forward to having that $20 to $25, $30 luxury room in downtown Las Vegas. Ended up paying $70 because the place was so busy.
Right.
So is that a model for us to take a look at? Music festivals, things like that?
Yeah, I think events is always been a big part of what we do. So certainly the events are important. And I think Vegas is a little bit different because you did have that significant private investment. I think what we're doing up here is what I would call a little more organic than that, in partnering with the university and others to try and really create an environment to attract that private investment. Because there's only so much we can do, and we need those private investment dollars to come in. So if it's dealing with blight, if it's dealing with more police down there to make it a safer environment, cleanliness. I mean, those are some of the things that we can do along with some of the land use zoning and those sorts of things.
Let's talk about media coverage of the city. Councilwoman Breckus, a number of weeks ago, said we need to hire on reporter. We need to have positive coverage of what we are doing in the city. And she didn't feel like she was getting that, I guess, either from the RGJ or any of the media outlets.
What she was talking about was that the RGJ had cut back so much in their reporting staff, but this is a horrible idea.
Well, of course it is. Of course it's a bad idea, but here's my question. What isn't the RGJ covering? What isn't our local media covering about the city that would portray the city in a more positive light?
Well, and we've, first of all, I got to say that the PR staff that we have at the city of Reno is outstanding. And I've charged them, in the last year to go out and create some of those positive stories. And a lot of times it's not done through the RGJ. I mean, the RGJ and some of their reporting is done almost in a watchdog fashion, and that's sort of their angle. And we accept that. So we've looked at other ways to get some of the positive things out there that are happening. And I think our staff has actually done a great job in doing that. And a lot of times it's TV media that gets our message out when it's positive stories.
You want a watchdog, though, right? I mean, isn't that good for government to have that watchdog reporter out there and have that transparency so the public can see what's going on?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, I certainly don't mind the watchdog, aspect of it. I mean, I guess it's a good thing. We get a little frustrated sometimes when we feel like maybe the story is not portrayed as fairly as we think it should be. But we have a pretty good relationship with the reporters at the RGJ in dealing with them. So
let me ask you about this. You brought up the city center block downtown. Herb Simon, who helped develop the baseball stadium, wanted to do all kinds of retail in the downtown area. And he's certainly been improving Meadowood Mall, that's a little bit further to the south. I'm surprised that with the growth that we are anticipating coming into Reno, that he's not looking at reviving his plans for, more things downtown.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from him as far as what what his plans are in retail and that sort of thing. But we would love to see some activity like that.
But it was huge what he was looking at originally.
The downstairs
floor of the bowling stadium plus that city center, and then there was talk about potentially having a hotel on that site with a bridge that would go into the bowling stadium.
And part of what we're looking at doing is once the mayor goes through this mayor's forum. And get some recommendations back from them is going out for an RFP for that city center site. We're also looking at the parking garage next to City Hall and the plaza right there, doing an RFP to potentially develop that because, we're in the bridge is under construction right now. It's going to be done soon. They've made some modifications.
This is the Virginia Street Bridge.
Virginia Street Bridge, folks.
Folks are listening in Southern Nevada.
So it's going to be, I think, has the potential to be a great downtown space. And so we'd like to see that activated maybe with some retail, commercial, residential, whatever, whatever pencils out and makes the most sense.
All right, let's take a break. More with Andrew Klinger when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Do you want a marketing expert when selling your home? Then you want Marshall Realty because they will market your home everywhere. Call today to have your home featured right here on TV so you can get top dollar for your home.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dust system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. The Carpet Tender is the safe choice with over 18 years' experience using this rug washing system. Considering another company? Ask them how much experience they have. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender or something less.
It's our annual floor model sale at Home Solutions at Ace. With savings up to 50% off. All select items have to go. Like these Serta floor model queen mattresses with box spring. Up to 50% off. This floor model sofa should be $15.99. But sale priced at just $11.19. Buy any select best rocker recliner. And get a second one free. Starting at just $5.99. Save up to 30% off select sectionals, sofas, and bedroom sets. Only at Home Solutions at Ace. The hardware store with an entire furniture center.
Home of the Week, brought to you by Marshall Realty. If you want your home featured on TV, call Marshall Realty today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Andrew Klinger. He's here for the whole show. He's the Reno City Manager.
Yeah, one of the things that we depend on local government to provide is public safety. And we've had some pretty relevant, or that's not the right word, significant incidences where people have called the fire department and City of Reno hasn't come because there wasn't a mutual aid agreement. We now have one. How is that working in terms of response time for the Reno residents?
I think it's working great, but I guess I'd like to correct the fact that, you know, the Reno Fire Department wouldn't come. The Reno Fire Department, when called, will always come. I think there was some miscommunication when we didn't have the mutual aid agreement in place, but I certainly wouldn't put that on our department. So we do now have a mutual aid agreement in place.
Put that on the county?
With the county. I don't want to point fingers at anybody, but I know how hard our men and women in the fire department work, and I certainly wouldn't put it on them. But we do have a mutual aid agreement in place now. It's working.
So we're past that. So we
are past it now. Now, I will say from my perspective, and I think from a majority of the council, we still think that a regional approach to fire makes the most sense.
Good luck on that with Sparks.
Good luck with Sparks.
Sparks is taking a look, though, right? Isn't Sparks in Washoe County? I mean, they're looking at that. They're saying, we can't afford that. We can't afford that in the county. We can't afford that in the city of Sparks because, you know, Reno requires, they require a much higher level of investment than either Sparks or the county is making in terms of fire.
And we're actually having discussions right now. The three boards, the Reno City Council, Sparks City Council, and County Commission and the Fire Board, actually directed the three managers to get together and look at this regional fire issue and see if we can't bring back some recommendations to them. What I will say, though, as far as the question of affordability, we did present a plan to a joint meeting of the County Commission and Sparks that showed that even with the costs and the four-man staffing on fire engines and that sort of thing, that a regional response was affordable and, in fact, would save some money. But, you know, we're in a good place right now regionally with our partners, so I think it's us looking at it in a positive way moving forward and what can we do to provide the best service to the citizens.
Commissioner Von Hartung on this show a few months ago showed a device that will actually provide automatic CPR, so you don't have to necessarily have that additional person on a fire crew, you know, as a way to, you know, save costs. Is that an innovation that the City of Reno would look at putting on its trucks?
I mean, we would look. I haven't seen this device specifically, but we're always looking at, you know, more innovative ways to provide better care to the citizens. So it's certainly something we would be looking at. I mean, the question of the four-person staffing is just, you know, as you know, you got to negotiate that, and it's just one of those fights that would be very difficult for us to win.
Let me ask you this: we've got 50,000 to 60,000 new households coming to the area in the next 5 to 7 years, and Lance Gilman is talking about a project that's even bigger than Switch and Tesla combined that is coming to fruition. What's the biggest thing that you think in terms of accommodating the growth that is obviously coming?
I mean, we have to look at all of the infrastructure first. So the water and the sewer in particular and ice aren't on our side because that's, you know, partly what we're responsible.
And monetizing the sewer.
Well, and potentially, potentially. I mean, that's been a conversation that we've been having with them is use of the effluent water out at the Trick facility. But, you know, that's something we're still in discussions with.
All right, but what are the other areas give me one area that is your biggest concern that needs to be addressed?
Even as far as the growth, it's the infrastructure. It's the sewer, you know, streets not so much, but it really is the sewer. And then public safety as well. I mean, as we grow, we've got to make sure that we have the public safety personnel to cover these areas of growth.
When you say streets,
because they're the biggest part of our budget. I mean, when you look at our budget, it's public safety primarily.
When you say streets, are you talking about streets within the city of Reno or all of the other roads that we need that kind of connect us?
It's the regional transportation network. I mean, when you look at the city of Reno and you look where we're growing north, I mean, you're already starting to see some traffic bottlenecks as you go north. So it's those capacity projects of how do we make sure that if we're going to have, you know, new housing developments in the North Valleys, we need to make sure we have the transportation infrastructure to get people to
and a lot of that, the challenge is you put those on a state asset. So, I mean, those projects go on a state road, and then the state's responsible for coming up with the investment.
Right. So it's making sure we're working with the State Department of Transportation, the Regional Transportation Commission, and doing a good job regionally to make sure we plan for this growth.
And that's where we have to leave it. No shortage of work for you, young man.
No.
Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When you're driving, put down your cell phone. All those LOLs and OMGs can wait. You don't want to get sued.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
Looking for a new career? You should consider a stable career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician.
After I graduated from CCNN, I felt really confident because I started getting all kinds of job offers and all kinds of job interviews. And I felt like I actually had the techniques and I had all the skill from the school to actually do the jobs that I was applying for. Well, I feel really good about actually having a career that I can build my life around. I've never had an actual skill that I can actually anchor myself to that can just take me to so many different places. What I like about CCNN is they really help you find in yourself what you can actually succeed in. Well, obviously the best thing that's happened to me since graduation is getting a career.
Start your career as a heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. 775-583-4696.
Did you know that you can turn your car and your title into cash with Title Max in as little as 30 minutes? Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com now to find out how much you can get.
I got $1,000.
$3,000.
$2,500.
Title Max turned my title into $10,000.
Call 1-888-TITLEMAX or go to TitleMax.com and find out how much cash you can get. And you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
Get your title back with Title Max.
It's the spring clearance event, and right now at Reno Dodge, Dodge Journeys are on sale. Get the new 2015 Dodge Journey for only $21,000 even, and you can shop our entire inventory online.
Reno Dodge, powered by trust, driven by you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.